Checky, check, check, 1, 2. All right, what's up, cats? First of all, let me just warn you, every time I sit my beer down like this, it's going to make a lot of noise. So I wasn't going to do a podcast. I was actually just about to start doing a little bit of house cleaning. God, I can't talk already. I just started. I'm also probably going to put off work a little bit. I got a lot of shit to do. Play a little Star Wars, because the deadline is coming when we go to the new update of the game and we see how pissed off everybody gets and we see how much it sucks. Because you see, I got all these little, without going into too much detail in depth because you don't care, I got all these little bundles of material that I've collected playing the game, and you open the bundle up and there's this gear in there that you can use to do stuff. Well, all of those are among the things that on Tuesday, when we log into the new game, if you have them, they're just going to vanish. So you have to get all your gear out before the game gets updated, or you lose everything that's in the bundles. So anyhow, I need to do that today. I don't need to, right? Need is a strong word. I need to do that today, even though I don't need to do it, I won't die. So this morning, I went over to a restaurant that I hadn't gone to before because they had a breakfast buffet thing that I heard about. I just wanted to go check it out. It was unimpressive. I mean, it was unlimited bacon. That part was good. Otherwise, it was fairly unimpressive. But while I was there, I made 3 observations. And that's what we're going to talk about. Because anyway, I wasn't going to do a podcast right here. I was doing other stuff. I was going to vacuum the floor and put some stuff away and do this and then go play some computer games. But I'm sitting here thinking about all this stuff in my brain and talking to myself out loud about it like an insane person, which I really do walk around talking to myself. I really do. And I thought, all right, once again, why don't I just turn on the fucking recorder and do this right now instead of quote-unquote saving it for later? Because I already have so much podcast material that I have saved for later that it's ridiculous. It's pathetic. Some first observation, they got only one television, unlike Buffalo Wild Wings, so I did go to Buffalo Wild Wings. I did do the initial round of the commercial thing, right? Watching the commercials and marking down, you know, black man, white man, yada, yada, yada. I haven't even tabulated the results yet because I discovered that it was more difficult than I thought it would be. Just like keeping up with it. You almost need 2 people. You need one person to just look at the TV commercial and like call it out and for the other person to write it down. But I did get some data. Once I process it, that'll show up in a podcast, another promise that may or may not be kept. No, it will. But yeah, it was actually more difficult than I thought. And I drank a fair amount of booze. And they have a fuck ton of TVs. I took a picture of the TVs, which is only like half of the... What you will see in that picture is not even half. It's more like a third, because you can't see all the ones behind me. What's in the picture is like a third of the TVs. God, there's a lot of fucking TVs. And we wonder why our civilization is such a fucking clusterfuck. So anyhow, I'm in this restaurant this morning, checking out the breakfast buffet, which is not that exciting. They have one television behind the bar. And it's got Fox News on it. So I'm looking at the Fox News. And I'm reading, you know, the little, not like the closed captions, but the little info bars that are down underneath. So first of all, apparently some conservative on Sirius FM or whatever it's called said something about women's basketball. And then he apologized, and then he got fired. You know, so the little thing at the bottom says, you know, conservative host fired despite apology for disparaging remarks about women's basketball or something like that. So that's everything I know about that, and I don't care. I don't need to know anymore. Okay? I know more about what's going on with the Star Wars game than I do about this guy getting fired because he made some comment about female basketball. You know why? Because I can control the Star Wars game. Specifically, I can control whether or not I give them my money, my $12 each month, in exchange for playing that game. I don't control women's basketball. I don't control conservative talk show host. I don't control Sirius FM. I don't give a fuck. And so there's, you know, these talking heads are on there and they're commenting about it. And once again, I am struck by the fact, and this is something I got to go more into depth in, and I'm not going to do it today because this ties back into the comic books and the email I got from one of my listeners who is about, you know, you can't save the world with comic books about Jesus and stuff. And you're right and you're wrong. And when I get, you know, another thing that I'm putting off until later, when I get to it, I'll explain exactly what I mean by all this. But I'm just looking at this and it still baffles me, and then I realize that conservatives are stupid, but you just keep running around acting surprised every time a conservative loses their job. You literally don't get it. You are being excluded from everything. You're being cast out by your enemies. And what the most pathetic part of this is that he was fired even though he apologized. What are you apologizing for? What do you think apologizing is going to do? Like if you're a conservative and you say women's basketball sucks because nobody wants to watch women play basketball, and then people get mad at you, like what do you think apologizing for that is going to do? Here's what I think conservatives think. Now, I had to beat my head against the wall for like 20 minutes to deaden enough brain cells to think like a conservative, but here's what I think is going through the tiny little pea brains of conservatives. I think that they think that if they apologize, the controversy, the butthurt, the offense, the triggering, you know, whatever we want to call it. They think that if the conservative thinks, well, if I apologize to these people for saying or doing this thing, those people will then leave me alone. And this illustrates, once again, one of the multitudes of reasons why conservatives have completely lost, why the right has completely lost, in so much as the right even exists. As I've talked about just recently, there is really no right. There's just people who are less leftist than other leftists. It's because you just do not understand that your enemies are not going to be your friends, right? Just like, desperate men, boys, will join Jack Murphy's $99 a month secret Illuminati club because they think Jack is going to tell them some magic phrase that's going to solve all their problems. Conservatives seem to think that apologizing is some kind of magic charm. That's going to, the liberals are pissed off at me, but if I just apologize, they'll magically stop being angry with me and they'll stop harassing me on Twitter and they'll stop trying to get me fired. And it displays that you conservatives have an absolute fundamental lack of understanding about what's going on here. Conservatives love to talk shit about war and World War II and Band of Brothers and all this other shit that most of you have never experienced in your lives because most of you were not in the military and you certainly weren't in World War II. But you don't fucking understand a goddamn thing about warfare. The libtards understand warfare. The libtards understand you pound your enemy until they're dead. You don't make friends with them. New conservatives. Obviously, none of you have read Vox Day's book about you. The SJWs always double down or whatever it is. I forget the exact title. I've talked about it before. He explained all this to you. But you can't listen. You're just so desperate to be friends with your enemies. And that's going to be your fucking downfall. It's going to be your fucking downfall. It already has been your downfall. What am I talking about? You've lost. You're not losing. You've lost. It's over. It's as fucking over as an MMA fight between a tranny and a woman. Now, let me tell you what the great one loves. You say, great one, usually you talk about what you hate. And we all know the answer to what the great one hates is everything. You know what the great one loves? So we've got a women's MMA fight. And we got a woman. And we got a man wearing a sports bra. And the man is beating the shit out of the woman. Okay, now that right there is a wet dream. Just not just like slapping the bitch once or something like that, but just beating the shit out of a woman. Okay, that's wet dream level one. That's like the first layer of wet dreaming, like the layers of hell. We're the first layer of wet dreaming. Okay, but now he's beating the shit out of this woman on national television with possibly a million people watching it. That's level two of wet dream. But it's better because not only is this man beating the shit out of this woman on national television, he's getting paid money to do it. And that, my friends, is wet dream level three. I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. And there's an analogy here because we've got a masculine entity beating the ever-loving shit out of a feminine entity. So I'm looking at the Fox News. And again, I see the little bars at the bottom of the screen, and it shows a picture of Joseph Biden, and underneath it says, quote, severe cost, unquote, if Russia invades Ukraine. Now, I don't know anything about Russia and Ukraine as far as what's going on right now. Ukrainia, actually. Because I don't care. Because I can't control Russia. I can't control the Ukraine. I can't control Joseph Biden. You know what I can control? I can control whether or not I give $12 a month to BioWare in exchange for playing the Star Wars game. That I can control. That's why I'm going to log in today and open my little packages before they disappear. But I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, severe cost. Like what? I mean, are we, and we're back in wet dream territory now. Would these severe costs, by chance, include military action? Because you know what I would love to see? I would love to see the armed forces of the United States going up against the armed forces of Russia. Because the reason I talked about a tranny beating the shit out of a woman is because that brings us to this. We've got this masculine entity, a tranny, beating the shit out of a feminine entity, the woman. A war between the United States and Russia would be a masculine entity, Russia, beating the ever-loving shit, not out of a feminine entity, but an effeminate entity. I mean, our military got their ass kicked by goat herders. And that was one of those long, extended ass whoopings where you don't really know you've lost until you've had to retreat, right? A war against Russia, let's say Russia invades, okay, and then Biden implements some severe cost and he sends American forces to go over there and try to stop them, right? Now we're talking about a more conventional war. We're talking about two tank battalions coming into conflict with each other. There's not going to be anything subtle. It's going to be a battle, and there's going to be a very clear winner and a very clear loser. Most likely, it could occasionally end in a draw, right? But modern tech, no. And what we will see is we will see the effeminate forces of the United States. They'll have their fucking maternity flight suits, you know, and they'll have their tanks that are outfitted for trannies with pink interiors and everything. And they'll have all their homosexuals, and they will get the ever-loving shit beat out of them. And it will be just like watching a tranny beating up a woman in an MMA fight. Now, I almost thought to myself, this war, if it happens, right, if that's what these severe costs actually are. I mean, I think actually more likely what it will be is the severe cost will be that Biden will come on television and drool on himself and say a couple of bad words about Russia, and then he'll go back to sleep. Hang on, lost my train of thought, and I'm drinking. And no, I'm not drunk. I've only had like 5 sips of this beer. Kind of wish I was drunk. Not really. I got fairly plastered yesterday at the Buffalo Wild Wings while doing the TV commercial thing. I really did lose my train of thought. Now I know where I was going. Okay. I would have almost predicted that if there was a war, or at least a series of confrontations between the military of the United States and the military of Russia, that would be over fast, that Russia would just kick our asses and be done with it. And then I realized, no, that's totally wrong. It will drag on forever. It will drag on for a long time. It will drag on for at least a year. And if it went as much as 20 years, I wouldn't be surprised. And you know why? Because the United States has an endless supply of fiat currency that could be thrown at this war. I mean, it took us 20 years to figure out we had lost in Afghanistan. Just because the Russian army will beat the shit out of us in almost every confrontation, it's still going to take years for the United States to figure out it's lost. And we're still going to be able to print money and throw more money at it. And my final observation this morning was about the restaurant biz and the wake of the Wuhan, where every place you go, there's help wanted signs. God, there are help wanted signs in at least 50% of the fucking businesses that I look at them and I pay attention. Back in the olden days, before the Wuhan, so let me start here. So I go in the restaurant, and there's a wait to get tables. So I'm by myself, so I'm figuring I can sit at the bar or something. So I'm like, and they got me a little table, right? So I sit down. So I'm going back to the buffet, and I'm looking around, and there's empty tables all over the place. The restaurant is less than 50% full, and they've got people standing at the front door waiting for tables. All right, so I get my food. I sit down, and I'm observing. Because if you're new to the if you're new to this podcast and you don't know this, I was once a co-owner of a coffee shop slash jazz club for about a year, maybe a year and a half. And then I worked in a restaurant over in Greeley, Colorado for, what was it? I guess maybe 2 years, give or take something. So I'm not some kind of restaurant expert or anything like that, but I know a little bit about restaurants, and I observe what's going on in restaurants because I have that inside knowledge that people who have not worked in a restaurant don't have. And so at the restaurant where I used to work, we had an upstairs and a downstairs. So when it was going to be busy, like a Friday or a Saturday night, when we knew a lot of business was going to happen, we would have 3 servers upstairs, 4 servers downstairs. We'd have a food runner. We would have a upstairs busser, a downstairs busser, and then we'd have 3 people at the host stand, and then we'd have 2 bartenders. And my point here is that what we were doing was that we were staffing for the capacity of our restaurant. We knew how many tables we had. We knew how many asses we could put in seats, and so we knew what staffing we needed to turn over those seats and keep all the customers happy and make everything run efficiently and effectively. And to keep the restaurant full, right? Like a table in a restaurant should not be empty. I mean, unless there's no one waiting to sit in it. But there's people waiting for a table. When somebody gets up from that table should be cleared and ready to sit down within 3 minutes, right? There should not be empty tables sitting all over the fucking place when people are waiting to sit down. And that's what I saw this morning. I saw empty tables all over the fucking place with people waiting to be sat down. So I'm like, okay, what's going on here? So I'm sitting down, I'm eating my food, and I'm observing. And I see that they have only 3 wait staff and 1 busser. Now, based on my experience in restaurants, which again, I'm not an expert in restaurants. You know, like Fauci is an expert in viruses, even though the Wuhan virus is a novel virus that's never been seen before. I'm not an expert in restaurants, but based on my experience, I would say a really good server can efficiently and effectively handle about 10 tables. Maybe a few more, maybe a few less, depending, because there's a big difference between a table with 2 people at it and a table with 10 people at it. And there's a few people out there, they can handle 12 tables. This place has got probably about 50 tables in it. I mean, they needed at least 5 wait staff. I'm sitting up near the host station. So I hear the host talking to everybody as they come in. And the host is making this remark to people, yeah, we didn't expect to be this busy. I'm like, hold it. I'm thinking, okay, first of all, you have a weekend buffet, which I know about only because you just did an advertising blitz about your weekend buffet. Okay, so let's go through this. Let's say you advertise something, a service or a product that you are going to provide. You advertise that to the public. What do you expect to happen as a result of your advertising? Or at the very least, what are you hoping, which is not a process, is going to happen as a result of your advertising your ability to provide a service or product? Well, what you're hoping slash expecting is that people will show up wanting your service or product that you have advertised, who otherwise would not have showed up because they didn't know about it until you advertised it. So this restaurant has just done a multi-week advertising blitz of their weekend buffet. And they can't believe how busy it is. And it's not even busy because you're nowhere near the capacity of your fucking restaurant. The problem, you've got the tables, but you don't have the staff. Well, why don't we have the staff? Well, it's the Wuhan. See, I don't have to come to work today because I coughed. Because I have a good... And so here's my point. Here it is. It's all... Let me distill all this down to a couple of sentences after I've rambled about this, which is something that's near and dear to my heart, you know, because I've worked in restaurants. And because when I see restaurants being run inefficiently, I just want to smack the fuck out of people. Prior to Wuhan, you would staff your restaurant based on the restaurant's capacity. After Wuhan, what restaurants do is they have to alter their capacity based on how many staff decide to show up that day. So if they'd had more than three wait staff, one of whom was this guy who looked, I don't know if he was slightly retarded or if he just hadn't slept at all last night or what, but he was very clearly not in the moment. And I may have just been, maybe he didn't sleep last night. Maybe he's sick. Maybe he's got Wuhan and he came to work anyway because he's a white man and he has testosterone. I don't know, but he was not in the moment. As him and two fat women. I mean, of course, they're women. Do I need to say fat women? And they're getting their asses handed to them. I'm like, this is the fucking retarded dystopia. Get some goddamn people in here to staff your restaurant. You've got all these people showing up. They want to give you money for some fucking food. Hire some fucking people. Oh, we can't hire anybody because Wuhan. Anyway, those are my three observations for the day. Cuckservatives are still just shocked and surprised every time a cuckservative gets fired for being cuckservative. Because you cuckservatives, you pay no fucking attention whatsoever to anything that's going on around you. Because all you do is sit around and jack off while you think about Ronald Reagan and Jesus. Number two, Joseph Biden really shouldn't be lobbing threats at Russia because our effeminate military is not going to do a fucking thing to the Russian military other than bleed all over them when the Russian military shoots us. And number three, the Wuhan hoax has completely altered the landscape of the job market and the way it works, and in some ways for better. I admit that, like, you know, like how many companies discovered, hey, our employees actually can work from home. There have been some positive consequences to the Wuhan hoax, but there's been a lot of negative consequences to the Wuhan hoax as well. And so it's great when you see it going, oh yeah, look how great the Wuhan hoax is. I can work from home now. Okay, but then when you try to go to a restaurant and you got to wait 30 minutes to get a table, even though the restaurant is half empty, well, that's a negative consequence of the Wuhan hoax. With the good comes the bad.